100.1 The X, Britt Straw is in the studio. We're talking about Wolfstock, and I think we should backtrack a little as far as we had you in to talk about it. God, how long ago was it? A couple months?
July, I believe.
Yeah, right, because you had the vent lined up, and then the fires happened.
Yeah.
So what's happened with that? I want to get a little update on what's going on there.
So we had a mandatory fire evacuation. It was the Perry Fire, so that was back in August. And unfortunately, that happened during the time of when Wolfstock was supposed to be, so we had to reschedule the event.
Right.
So that was a bummer. However, you know, we did get all the animals back to safety, and everybody's all safe and sound now. It's just, it's never a walk in the park having to, you know, leash these guys up and say, let's go.
Yeah, we got to get you all out of here.
Yep.
You had to evacuate and everything.
Right, right.
My gosh. So, but you're back. We're back and you're putting the event on.
Yes.
It's just been rescheduled. So it's going to happen this coming weekend, right?
Yes, this Sunday, November 4th from 2 to 6. And that's going to be at the Reno Little Theater.
Oh, okay, cool.
Reno Little Theater is at 147 East Pueblo Street in Reno.
Okay.
Super cool theater. If nobody's been there, got to check it out.
I performed there, lucky enough, and it's amazing.
It's awesome.
And they're good people, too.
It's awesome. So we're going to have music, live music. We're going to have wolves. So come meet our wolves, you guys.
Yay. Cool.
Come take photos. Come learn about who we are, what we do. We've had so many awesome businesses, local businesses, donate for our raffle and silent auction. We're going to have live music. And the setup for that is, let me see, we got Max Volume.
Oh, yes, our very own brother at KOZZ.
Yes. We got Max Volume. We got Wabasca Yachting Club. And then Backstage Pass. So those guys are going to be kind of grooving while we all hang out and hang out with wolves.
It's very cool. And yes. So the money is going toward the U.S. Wolf Refuge, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The U.S. Wolf Refuge. We are strictly a rescue nonprofit. We don't breed wolf dogs. What we do is we rescue them from situations where people buy them as cute little puppies from breeders all over the nation.
And then they start acting like wolves.
They don't realize what they're getting into until the animal actually starts to mature and it starts eating their furniture and their walls and escaping and eating the neighbor's cat and the chicken. I mean, it kind of goes on. So there's a lot that comes into properly accommodating to what an actual wolf dog needs.
Okay.
You know, it is possible, but it really takes a special type of person that knows.
Yeah.
How
and
to
you've,
do
I
that.
Mean, you're trained very, very much so. And you actually train dogs, don't you?
I do. I work with Sit Means Sit Dog Training.
All right.
So I love it. I absolutely love dogs. I love working with all different kinds of different breeds. And so for me, it's a great experience. But if people want to actually come up to the Wolf Refuge, they absolutely can. They just need to contact me first.
Okay.
So my name's Britt Straw, and they can check us out at uswolfrefuge.org.
Okay.
Very
cool.
Get slobbered on.
Yeah, seriously.
That's where all the magic
I've seen
happens.
Pictures of these wolf dogs, and they are absolutely gorgeous, and
they're just gorgeous.
Are a lot of fun, a lot of energy.
Yes.
So definitely
fun.
Check it out. And check out Wolfstock. Again, that is this Sunday, 2 to 6 p.m., RLT, Reno Little Theater in Midtown.
Yep.
And anything, can people get tickets? It's a free event, though, technically, but you're asking for donations and stuff.
It's free event. Donations are greatly appreciated. Where we're going to make our money is people buying raffle tickets and bidding on the silent auction items. There's so much awesome stuff. We actually got stuff from like Natasha's World Jewelry, Steamboat Hot Springs, Mark Studios, Dragonfly, Car Detail, Pet Station, Art Dogs, BVW Jewelers. I mean, the list goes on and on. So come check us out. Come support your local Wolf Refuge and your local businesses. And we're going to have a good time. All proceeds do go to help our animals.
Okay. Very cool. Britt, I want to thank you so much for coming in. And I'm sorry for all the snafu.
That's okay,
Ian. I had you scheduled for an interview and I completely spaced it. So we got you back in and we're still going to talk about
this. I appreciate
event.
It. Yeah.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Thank you.